An audit into Tulsa Public Schools is complete, but there is a delay for releasing findings. Another step forward is coming for Oklahoma City's new arena. An energy created in Oklahoma will power a tech giant. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, February 12th. I'm Deborah Shar. State Auditor and Inspector Cindy Bird says it'll be a few weeks before she is allowed to release the findings of a special investigative audit into Tulsa Public Schools. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us the district used a legal tactic to delay the release of the audit results.
Bird summoned reporters to the Oklahoma History Center to dish out the results of an investigative audit into Tulsa Public Schools. Governor Kevin Stitt called for an investigation of the school district in 2022, following what he says was a mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic response and more. But before detailing the findings, Bird stopped the press conference because of what she calls a last-minute legal maneuver by the Tulsa School District.
The audit is complete and the findings are significant, but you're not allowed to see it. If you are wondering why this audit took 2 years to complete, it is because of the constant obstacles that TPS administrators employed to delay and mislead our investigators.
The audit findings will be the latest in a long political drama between Tulsa Public Schools, Stitt, and State Superintendent Ryan Walters. All parties have been investigated by Bird for misspending at one time or another. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma City will soon begin demolishing a longtime event center to make room for a new arena. KGOU's Nick Daniels has this update.
You may call it the Cox Convention Center or still refer to it as the Myriad. It's been a landmark in Oklahoma City since 1972, hosting countless concerts and events. Most recently, the facility was home to Prairie Surf Studios, but next month, the walls will start tumbling down. The city says demolition will take several months and care will be taken to preserve nearby trees and minimize traffic disruptions. Officials say this is a key step toward building the new arena for the OKC Thunder. Demolition will begin March 31st and is expected to finish by September. I'm Nick Daniels.
The city of Norman is getting a new mayor and two new city council members. KGOU's Hannah France has details on Tuesday's election results.
Norman voters elected Steven Tyler Holman as their new mayor on Tuesday. Holman received 61% of the vote, while incumbent Mayor Larry Heikkila received 35%. Political newcomer and attorney Riley Mullenix received under 4% of the vote. Prior to this election, Holman served as the city council member for Ward 7 for nearly 12 years. Holman's campaign focused on affordable housing, protecting the Lake Thunderbird watershed, and enhancing public services. Additionally, residents of odd-numbered wards voted on their council members. In Ward 1, David Gansberry unseated incumbent councilmember Austin Ball, who was charged in Cleveland County with embezzlement late last month. Wards 3 and 5 voted to keep their current councilmembers, Bree Montoya and Michael Nash, respectively. Kimberly Blodgett won over Amanda Chaffin to become the new Ward 7 councilmember, replacing Holman. I'm Hannah France.
A wind project in Oklahoma will sell some of its power to global tech company Meta. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on the recently announced agreement.
The company that owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and other products will pay for energy generated at the Rock Haven Wind Farm in Murray and Carter counties. Enel North America owns the wind operation. The energy will not be transferred directly to Meta's operations, but instead flow into the wholesale power market. A news release from Enel says the agreement boosts its work to ramp up production for data centers and artificial intelligence. Meta says it hopes to match its electric usage with 100% renewable energy. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.